At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I mean, there's a number of things that you have to do against any elite player, right? It doesn't matter who that is, and he just happens to be one of those elite players that you've got to do a great job in the modes you play in, the looks you give him, the help you've got to give your guys. I mean, that's all part of it. That's no different, and he's an elite player, man. He's going to wear a gold jacket, and he's hard. He's hard to go against. He's hard to prepare for, as their whole defense is. As they did do a great job as an attacking style defense, make you earn it.
That's our guy Monk, or that's Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken talking about containing Myles Garrett. There was a play last week where he almost killed Joe Burrow coming up the middle. How do you contain Myles Garrett?
You hope it's one of those weeks where his foot or his toe is bothering him, but I don't think that's what we're up against here. They're going to move him around a lot. I think Jimmy Schwartz has him back physically where he feels comfortable rushing him inside, rushing him outside, let him hunt matchups, giving him freedom to tap somebody else on the shoulder and say, no, I want a shot at this one. I think the right side of the line is really going to be a lot asked of them. I think the Ravens are going to run the ball. I mean, look, they're not running it for 230. But I think they're going to try to seek that sort of volume in the run game. That is the best way to ultimately neutralize Myles Garrett. Not that he's not great against the run, but he's not knocking your quarterback on the ground unless your quarterback's on the keeper. He's a tremendous player who looked basically unstoppable when it mattered most last week against the Bengals. It's a tall task.
They did great against them last year. Myles Garrett didn't register a sack in either of those games. He only had three tackles combined.
Yeah. Roger Rosengarten was good against
them. He was really good. And Garrett, throughout his career, he's been good against the Ravens, but T.J. Watt owns the Ravens, where he averages over a sack per game. Where
James Harrison used to own
exactly.
The Ravens.
Garrett, 8.5 sacks in 14 career games against the Ravens. So Ronnie Stanley and company, they've held their own, at least held their own against Myles Garrett.
More from Monk speaking yesterday. They did score 40 points, but they were quiet down the stretch. So how much of the onus is on him to stay aggressive in the fourth quarter?
I mean, it's goes both ways, right? I have to be able to trust Lamar, you know, with the ball in his hands, which we did. I mean, you know, on the second to last drive, we ran a QB driven, and he got 16 yards, and we did it again. I mean, the fly sweep to Zay is a QB driven. Obviously, we can be more aggressive. And when things don't work, it's not right. You're wrong. If we had gone in the game and scored 12 points, then the game plan wouldn't have been good enough. I mean, that's the world we live in is when it works, it's the right way. When it doesn't, then you got to figure out how to fix it. That's what we're paid to do is fix it, right? So you look at it and say, okay, mentality-wise, where we're at, because every situation is different, right? A field goal to beat you, a field goal to tie, a touchdown needed, all those things. And you look at it and say, okay, how can we be better next time? In all aspects of the game plan, but especially then, because that was a game within the game. No matter what you've done up until that point, you need to find a way at that moment to not put the defense back on the field. And we didn't do that.
So what do you hear there, Jason?
I mean, look, I think he's being a little hard on himself. 40 points on 50 plays. I just keep going back to that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Now, did they have enough of a cutthroat intent in that final drive? No, but I also wonder how much of that is Harbaugh as well and what he's saying or not saying on the headset. You know, we'll never know that. I mean, again, we're really, really picking nits here. Rather than a jet sweep to Zay, why not something, if you want it to be QB-driven, that's more of a fake, and then let's try to throw the ball to Zay. And let's throw the ball to Zay north of the sticks, because they had no answers for Zay in the open field that entire game. I would have just liked to have seen a few more passing attempts and at least one passing attempt to the sticks that, if caught, provides you the first down that wins the game.
It's hard to really fault an offense that dropped a 40-burger on the road. But with how they finished that game, they got to be better. They scored on 7 of their first 8 drives. I'll say that again. 7 of their first 8 drives they scored. But their final 3 drives, you went 3 and out twice, and Derrick Henry lost a fumble. So you got to be better at finishing out the game.
More from Todd Monken speaking yesterday, as usually Wednesday spot with the media. And he was asked about Lamar Jackson. Remember, talked about cramping, the pickle juice. What did Monk think of all that?
I don't really have any read on it. I mean, I don't have any read on that at all. I mean, what happens in the middle of the game and what the decision that we make collectively, you know, to go for it or not to go for it. I mean, I'm not one way or the other. I mean, that's his read on it, yes.
Don't want to talk about any cramping.
He's just being political there.
Yeah,
I don't think he's trying to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a follow-up here. Cut 39, Beltway Ben. The decision not to go for it on 4th and 3.
Like any fourth down. That's no different than any fourth down situation. Whether there's dialogue of whether you go for it or not. That wasn't any different then than any other fourth down that we have that's reasonable, right?
That's a John Harbaugh question.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, we said in real time, you got to go for that.
That's a John Harbaugh question.
Your defense couldn't get a stop in the fourth quarter.
That's on the head coach.
That one's going to stick with me for a little while.
I guarantee you, Todd Monken, with that MVP quarterback, cramps or not, and that offense that rolled up all those yards,
Derrick Henry,
I guarantee he thinks he has a play that could get him 3 yards against a defense that he's been pushing around all day.
Yeah.
But it's not his call.
Cut 40, Ben. What would they want back after the loss to Buffalo?
Well, we got in the red zone and we had lost yardage plays. I mean, let's say it like it is. We had a 3rd and 2 on the very first drive, penalty, and then a lost yardage play, made a long field goal. And then right before half, we had the fumble that we lost 15 yards. Basically took us out of everything after that was trying to get us in manageable field goal range. Where at that moment, when you talk about the swing before the half, it went from possible touchdown. Now we have to get a field goal, and then they get a field goal coming back. That was huge. Now, luckily, to start the second half, we scored to kind of take that momentum back. But those were the things that we need to improve on, is when we get in the red zone, like, you know, we can't go backwards. I mean, we can't put ourselves in those positions where you've done everything right up until that point.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, 40 points.
After
and yet
you
they
run for 40 yards or more, if you are not in the end zone, down yourself so you can kill more time.
Yes.
So that it'll take you longer to score, so that maybe you'll save your horse bleep defense from itself in the fourth quarter. And the lead will be so insurmountable, and there'll be so few little time left
Nothing matters.
They couldn't blow it.
Yeah.
One of those plays that he referenced, though, the Justice Hill fumble was such a killer.
It was big.
They were rolling. It looked like they were going to go in for another touchdown. Yeah. Hill fumbles, recovers. It's a loss of 15. Yeah. Then you're 2nd and 25, and at that point you're just playing for a field goal. But that was a killer play.
Let's get one more from Monk. He talks about stupid penalties.
We had a couple of those penalties. We did a pretty good job penalty-wise, but we had one that – took us from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 7. Then we took a sack that got us into a long, long field goal where we had every opportunity to score a touchdown. And then there, that took us really out of manageable, reasonably manageable 3rd down. So that was frustrating. And what led up to that point? You know, I mean, we'd been running the ball well. I mean, there was nothing about going into those last few drives, because we did score the first drive of the fourth quarter. Nothing about that said we wouldn't still be able to run the football. And you look back and you evaluate and say, what could we have done better? But throughout the whole game, the end of the game the middle of the fourth quarter is no different than the rest of the game. Throughout the game, when you have 50, 60 calls, there's calls within the game that that you wish you had back or that you executed at a high level. So all that's part of the evaluation process once you get done with the game and you look at it.
Monk's like, we scored 40 points, but we had some stupid penalties. We made a couple mistakes. Like, well, he feels like they should have had a 50 burger.
Come on.
He scored 40
he's taking,
points.
Like, he's taking accountability.
Yes.
But come on. He did his job.
Yeah.
I give Todd Monken an A for
I do
game.
Too. You get 40 points, you should win the game.
That was the first time the Ravens have scored 40 points and lost in franchise history. You score 40 points, you win the game.
How many times does that happen in the NFL?
You win the game.
I mean, in an average year,
you win.
How many 40-point scoring teams lose?
Probably one or two max.
Ravens lose to the Bills 41-40. They take on the Browns Sunday, M&T Bank Stadium. Baltimore Game Day on Censored Pregame Show. Live from the Horseshoe Casino starts at 10 a.m. First hour, myself and Bob Haney. And then it's The Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston. For hours 2 and 3, and we'll be talking to Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman coming up at 4:30. Kyle Goon's going to join us at 5:30. But coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Your predictions for Sunday. Are you worried about the Cleveland Browns coming in here and winning a football game? 410-583-1057.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You get in. The Ravens released their final injury report, and it's looking pretty good. Isaiah Likely and Patrick Ricard both out, though Likely practice limited today. So it looks like he'll be ramping up to play next week like we thought all along. Jair Alexander, Rashad Bateman, Nnamdi Matabike, no injury designation. And as we told you earlier, Bateman didn't practice, but it was a personal thing, so not injury related. So other than the two guys from week one, they are clean for this week. We have all picked the Ravens to win the game, but I don't think any of us have them covering the 11.5-point spread. But what do the people think? 410-583-1057. Let's get things started with John in Baltimore. John, you're on the Fan.
Well, gentlemen, you answered one of my questions.
I don't know what happened there.
I heard him say we answered a question, but let's try. Did we drop?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Let's try Franchise. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Jason. Ken, wanted to agree with you 100% about the fact that Jair Alexander is out on the field during crunch time. Has anybody talked to Chuck Pagano since Pagano was supposed to be the defensive back coach who would eliminate all this fiasco communication?
Yeah.
But if you looked at what Jair Alexander did late in that game, he looked lost. This is
yes.
a veteran. And
yeah.
I know he didn't practice. I mean, I went to camp on August 9th, and he stopped practicing on the 8th, I believe. But in any case, anybody get an answer as to why he was out
Pagano
there?
Pagano doesn't talk. He'll yeah. talk again the bye week.
He
so
won't
he,
be made
yeah.
available. But
only the coordinators
look,
talk.
Ultimately, we got to put this on Harbaugh because I'm no football genius, but I've been around it a long time. He should not have been up for that game. He should not have been dressed for that game. One half a practice on a Thursday and a Friday walkthrough after missing more time in the summer than you actually practice for. I mean, what did he have? Two padded practices? It's a joke. It was a joke in real time to dress him. I said for 2 weeks straight, don't play him in this game. Don't you play him in this game. And they got burned for it.
Even if you wanted to play him and see what it looked like, you could have seen very early on that he was not himself. He was not Jair Alexander. And
he
should not have played another snap after that pass interference on the fourth down play.
We'll always have that first week of camp where he looked so good and was doing the seatbelt thing and bringing a lot of energy to practice.
Does the Green Bay defense look like it miss him right now?
They don't miss him at all.
Yeah.
They don't miss him at all. And they're spending less, I think, on their secondary than
yeah,
they
well,
were.
They're spending more on their pass rush.
Yeah. Let's try John again. It sounds like John dropped, but John, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey there.
You answered one of my questions. Like I said, Bob, Ricard's going to be out. But that's,
yes.
I mean, he definitely could help keep Myles Garrett off of Lamar. But, you know, my question is on fourth and three and things like that, whatever happened to freaking, Mark Andrews? I mean, are we ever going to throw the ball to him in some situations where we need a good possession and a first down? And I'm baffled by that.
Well, I'm baffled they didn't
Lamar
go for
is
it.
Reticent to throw the ball to him. Lamar's throwing the ball to him more than anybody else in his career. So I don't think it's about that now.
He'll come up in my six-pack.
Is he separating? Are other people just more wide open like Zay Flowers? I don't think there's any anti-Andrews bias by any stretch of the imagination. We talk so much about Andrews because he kept showing up so much in the biggest game they've played in a long time, which was – not this last one in Buffalo, the one before that.
Yeah.
Where, if anything, it turned out to be too much Andrews.
Yeah, and with Andrews, he only saw one target, and that
Correct.
Was the one catch for 5 yards in that game. And it's worth noting, he did nothing in the first month of last season and still finished leading the league in touchdowns by a tight end.
Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Mike is in Middle River. Mike, you're on the fan.
What's up, gentlemen? Hey, look, I'm with the guy almost on the other side. Like he said, I think if Likely was available, they definitely would have went through it. I don't think there would have been no question if Likely was available.
So you're saying if Likely was healthy, they'd go for it on fourth down?
I think so. I think Lamar is a lot more comfortable. Not even comfortable, confident. He's comfortable with Andrews, but he's confident with Likely. That's what I get. And you guys keep saying, as far as the Ravens covering 11.5, I don't think Vegas is into losing money. That's one thing. So I kind of look at that. I look at always, every time I look at the odds, I look
what
at
do you,
Vegas.
What do you mean by that? Because what Vegas is trying to do
you
is get enough people on both sides.
You don't think the Ravens are going to cover. You don't think the Ravens are going to cover the 10.5 or the 11. So they bet that against, odds of the money. And if Vegas has the numbers, I'm rolling with Vegas. I'm going to always roll with Vegas. Yeah, of course you can win, but I listen to a lot of people.
All I'm saying is you got to be careful. If are you going with Vegas and sharp money, or are you going with the public?
No. You know, you got your pros and your cons, and my cons, and I just take Vegas, and I'll take Vegas over with me. Some people might take Vegas and go against Vegas. But I want to say one thing, too. Jason, I listen how you are, and you kind of always, like the Ravens, like you say, well, you better watch out for Cleveland. I remember when you said that about the Chargers a couple of years ago. This kid could come in here and throw you 5 or 6 touchdowns. No, he can't. He said it about Detroit a couple of years ago. They can come in here and drop you 35. It's not the same defense as last week. So I'm going to go with you being wrong and Vegas being right.
I do not predict every game correctly. I will completely cop to that.
No one
if
does.
If you did that, you'd be you wouldn't be doing that.
You wouldn't be on the show.
One of them would have world domination, and I would be doing that full time.
One step at a time. We're getting there, though, thanks to you and Beltway Ben. Hey, coming up next, you know who dominates the world already? The good doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens. Oh, Mike Elias. I'm sure Jerry has an opinion on these things. He joins us next here on
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fam, you know what that music means. It's time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by a man who can't be an IA Hall of Famer because the IA Hall of Fame was named after
Correct.
Him. It is the Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman Memorial Hall of Fame. The late, great Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, joins us now. And Jer, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate
Thanks for waking up for us.
Yes. Any thoughts on this 30th anniversary and playing the Browns? And it seems that a lot of people in Cleveland are salty about this.
Yeah, we may have a new city of losers with Cleveland. This is unbelievable that they have gone out of their way to complain about the fact that the Ravens are celebrating their 30th anniversary. The fact that the Browns just happen to be here for their home opener is coincidental. And Cleveland can't comprehend that for some reason. They think it's intentional. They're trying to embarrass and humiliate them. They have a short-term memory loss, obviously, not realizing they got their team and colors and name back in about a half second compared to Baltimore. So do some history and some research on that before you start mouthing off. It's unbelievable some of the things I've heard from radio and even the great Mary Kay Cabot putting out some of this nonsense about the Ravens, you know, and their celebration. When the Ravens had this plan well before they knew they were playing the Browns, should they wait until week 3 to start doing this? I don't get it. Cleveland should develop their own sports history, much like Buffalo. They have won virtually nothing outside that fraud, LeBron James, getting an NBA championship for them.
Came back from so many places I want to go. You mentioned 30th anniversary, so let's go to the 30th anniversary of the Cal game. You got a nice autographed ball.
You got
like
a ball signed.
You got a whole gift box. Did everybody get that? Did just only the most distinguished and established members of the media.
Was this
get
an
that?
Aloysius only
yeah,
situation?
Yeah, yeah. Give us the backstory there.
Excellent question. I didn't do thorough investigation just yet to find out how many people did receive something similar. I thought I saw a few bags going around, but, you know, after a handwriting expert looked at the letter, we determined that was not Cal Ripken's handwriting on the letter. On the baseball, it is. On the letter, it is not. But it was very generous and very thoughtful and classy of the Orioles PR department to go ahead and surprise me after that miraculous comeback on Saturday. In which they allowed me on the field before the game. So, it, you know, I was blown away by the fact that they gave me this sign ball and a nice letter for, you know, covering this team for more than 30 years, it should be pointed out.
Well, yeah. Well Jerry,
you were you there for the whole game?
Well, Jerry,
Go ahead.
Jerry.
Move on.
I would expect the Ravens to roll out the reg.
Can I just say that I was about to put out a tweet saying, I can't believe I have witnessed two Japanese pitchers throw no-hitters at Camden Yards, and then Jackson Holliday got the hit. So I didn't have to put out the tweet, nor did I have to say I was there.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I would expect the Ravens to roll out the carpet this week. I mean, 30th anniversary, you're one of what? Only a couple people to cover them since their inception? Are you expecting a similar treatment?
Maybe a Saucy Brown autograph?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Do you think I sent that picture perhaps maybe to some of the Ravens PR people and let them know what a class act the Orioles PR department is? Maybe I didn't. I expect nothing from the Ravens except hopefully not a fourth quarter meltdown on Sunday. That's the only thing I'm asking for. Please don't choke the game on Sunday.
We're talking to Jerry Aloysius Coleman. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Jerry, did you see Trippi's T-shirt?
I did. I got to get a copy. He asked what size I wear. I mean, everybody knows I wear an extra large.
Medium.
So, yes, yeah.
No, it's medium.
It was a nice shirt.
Was a fan. I hope to be able to wear that T-shirt once again in January proudly.
Is there any part of you that wishes it said City of Losers instead of Miserable City of Buffalo? And there's a corollary to this question. And B, have you heard, because I have, that there's a radio guy in Buffalo who's been going around calling Baltimore the City of Chokers?
No, I haven't heard that.
I made that part up.
Okay.
His name is Layson Jackenfora.
I wish him well in what, the 178th market in the country? Good luck. Anyway, as far as the shirt goes, you know, they refrain from City of Losers. The coach can't say it. They can't put it on their scoreboard. Maybe I said the Miserable City of Buffalo, New York, but until further notice, until they win a championship, you are still the City of Losers, Buffalo, honestly. You tried to troll me after the game on Sunday night, and fine, you guys won the football game. As I just said, the Ravens choked. But until you find that Lombardi trophy or a Stanley Cup in your town, keep your mouth shut.
Well, Jerry, you mentioned just another blown lead in the second half, double-digit lead. That was number 17 for John Harbaugh, and John Harbaugh has taken a lot of heat, as you can imagine, callers and people on this show, other shows.
You leave him alone, Bo.
How much of this is John Harbaugh, Jerry?
None.
Absolutely. You guys know I have an affinity for the coach. And I would just say this. He didn't drop an interception. He didn't blow pass coverage. He didn't fumble the football. What did he do wrong to lose that game last Sunday?
Now, he cowardly punt at the end for starters. Horrible play calling before that.
Wednesday, I asked.
He can't keep his sideline focused in the fourth quarter? You want me to go on?
Well, I'll just submit this. I asked the quarterback Wednesday, and he seemed to, with his body language, seemed to be perturbed that I was asking him about why he took himself out at fourth and three and was cramping up. Why, you know, why do you need pickle juice at that point? First game of the season where it's like 50 or 60 degrees and you're dehydrated? That needs to be more looked at than the coach, in my opinion. But people think
that's
that
too
John
much Mexican food.
Was it Mexican or Chinese?
It was Mexican.
John Harbaugh is not getting fired, okay? We all know that. It's ridiculous to even ask.
As long
that
as this guy owns the team, he's good to go.
He's best friends.
Everybody
with the
over
owner.
There, super comfortable. Yeah.
Very comfortable. And he'd be hired with a new job in a heartbeat. Heck, Cleveland would Cleveland would drive right over Kevin Stefanski's body to get to John Harbaugh.
We want to get to you about the O's surreptitious promotion.
Oh, yeah, the Michael Ottis.
But I got to ask you this first. How about this, Jared? I got a solution. I got a solution to everybody's problems. Harbaugh and a fifth-round pick for Mike Tomlin.
Jerry, don't even entertain this, man. He's been bringing it up since Monday.
It actually makes a lot of sense when you start to think about it.
You've been to Pittsburgh. They feel the same way in Pittsburgh, sort of like they feel about John Harbaugh.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Well,
but both teams
morons.
Get an established coach who's got a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, both fan bases that feel that way are moronic because you could be stuck with someone a lot less.
Not in this case. You're stuck with the other guy.
Jason's the one driving this boat.
I think it's a genius solution.
I don't think people realize how good they have it around here. I mean, the team has been in the final eight or the final four of the NFL the last 2 years. I understand they haven't knocked the door down. But still, there's a lot of cities. I don't know. Cleveland, the name one. New York.
Buffalo. I thought for sure we were going Buffalo.
It would kill to be in this position. So I understand. Super Bowl or bust, I agree. You got to get to the Super Bowl this year. Well, you got to get there.
And that's where I was going to go, Jerry, before we get to the Elias thing. And it's been a while since John Harbaugh was on the Lounge podcast, but you've seen and heard the cut. Him being so perturbed about the Super Bowl or bust claim, what did you think of that?
I think that's ridiculous. You have to have those expectations. They've embraced it in the past. Yep. Their quarterback has said it since day one. So, you can't back away from it all of a sudden. That's what's been put on your back. It's the same situation in Buffalo. Deal with it.
But finally, Mike Elias, he was promoted to president.
We don't know
over
when.
The winter.
We don't know.
But they just leaked it this week. Your thoughts on
I don't think they leaked it.
Well, they told.
I think it got out.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think Elias or Uncle Ruby wanted it.
It got leaked. It came out months later.
So I'm sitting at Camden Yards yesterday as this news breaks, and I love how every beat writer can confirm Ken Rosenthal and Brittany Giroli's report. Thanks for confirming the obvious. How come you didn't know about it? Honestly, if you're an Orioles beat writer, and a lot of them are my friends, that's your job.
Not anymore.
Is following this team. How do you not know about this? I mean, this happened months ago, and why is it such a clandestine?
What if it's because every normal team announces it, so you're not assuming it or knowing about it? Because you would think, well, no.
Hold a press conference.
They would have had a press conference for that.
I agree. And now comes the part where I point the finger severely at the ball club. What the hell are you doing? Why is this such
ridiculous.
A big secret? Why is it like, shush, shush, nobody has to know the length of someone's contract?
That's
nobody
how Mikey likes it.
When he was promoted, they still haven't Mikey put out an it. Official statement just yet. They haven't even put out word of a press conference. The owner needs to step up and talk. The GM and new president needs to step up and talk about how all this went down. And then we need to find out what the plan is going into the offseason because they have a lot of work
news.
To do. But for them to, for this to hold out the way it did, you would think that Peter Angelo still owned the team.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for, Aloysius. The good doctor.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think we have to worry about that, or some would say fortunately.
Now,
jeez.
Jer, always a pleasure.
Note,
you are the best.
Wow.
And I will see you on Sunday for at least a few minutes.
I'll also be at that Colts event tomorrow, so I don't know if any of you are going to that. But, yeah, Sunday I will be at the game, at least for the first half. And please, everyone, check out the new podcast with Mike Preston.
Tell everybody.
It's an unpaid appearance, so I must mention that you can see the podcast or listen to it at Be More Sports Pod. That's Be More Sports Pod, baseball and football. Brian Roberts is our guest this week for baseball.
Jerry, the king of Be More Sports. Jerry Aloysius Coleman. Thank you, Jer.
Thanks, bud.
Enjoy the free food down there, guys. I'm jealous.
That's up for debate.
We're not sure about that. We're trying to get to the bottom of that.
We'll find out.
Well,
we're having an investigation. We just hired the Warren Commission. We are here until 6 o'clock live here at the Watershed downtown. Of course, Cross Street Market. Kyle Goon's going to join us at 5:30. And we're going to do our six-pack of bowl predictions at 5. But coming up next, the Orioles do have a series this weekend in Toronto. We preview the lineups out, and we got a new guy in there, at least a guy we haven't seen in a while. And what do we expect from Trevor Rogers, and what's going on with Gunnar Henderson? Hot Corner next here on The Fan. Orioles and Blue Jays. First of three tonight at 7 o'clock. Trevor Rogers on the bump for the O's. No BBT tonight. But Jackson Holley leading off at second base. Jeremiah Jackson, right field, batting second. Gunnar Henderson batting third at shortstop. Ryan Mountcastle's your first baseman. And, of course, he's batting fourth. Dylan Beavers batting fifth, Jason, in left field. Tyler O'Neill, Jason's new favorite player. He's the DH batting
Jack's
sixth.
Back. He's in his homeland of Canada.
Colton Cowser, he's batting seventh in center field. Sam Basayo is the catcher batting eighth. And Emmanuel Rivera is at third base batting ninth. Interesting lineup.
All O'Neill does in his homeland is hit homers. What did you say? It was plus 500 there,
plus 500.
He hits one this weekend, doesn't he? I think he hits at least one.
You would think so. He likes hitting
he
there.
He loves hitting
this
in the sky.
180.
And if you were listening to the previous segment with Aloysius and you're scoring at home, hat tip to Jerry, we are eating for free. So that got if you're scoring
Aloysius.
At home, that is
he don't know much. He knows that.
Assist to Coleman.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Look, Rogers has been great. Bassett's been great at home for Toronto. We've seen a lot of low-scoring O's games lately. This would not surprise me at all if this was another one. I'd like to see Gunnar Henderson hit the ball in the air a little bit more.
Yeah.
He's got a ground ball rate of almost 2-1, ground ball to fly ball since July 1st. That's bottom 25 in baseball. He's right there clumped with Mountie. That's not a good sign.
No. You don't want to be clumped with Mountie.
Now, Gunnar's balls are hit harder than Mountie's, but Gunner's the poolside power is not there. Only 9 homers to right field all season for Gunner. And Gunner, who had 26 home runs and 380 plate appearances between opening day last year and July the 1st of last year, from July the 2nd last year to now, so over a calendar year, 27 home runs and 922 plate appearances.
One of Beltway Ben Hall's best bets involved Gunnar Henderson, and Gunnar hits Bassett well over his career. He's 4-for-11. 2 of those hits were home runs, 5 RBIs, OPS nearly 1,400.
Am I crazy
so maybe
to remember
Beltway Ben Hall?
Don't they hit Bassett pretty good as a team? Am I remembering that correctly? Like it feels like I've seen them hit Bassett before.
Jackson Holliday hits him. Looks like he's 2-for-7 with a homer. Kobe Mayo's got a homer off him.
Not playing tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe a pinch.
Mountcastle just hits every Blue Jay. I mean, he hits 300.
Yeah. Though that hasn't been – that's cooled down a little bit in the last year. There was a time where it seemed like every time he played, especially in Toronto.
O'Neill is like 1-for-17 against him, but he's due.
Yes, he is due.
That's Canada.
He's due.
You got to factor in the Maple Leaf.
That's your guy. He's allegedly, according to the beat guys, there were Tim Hortons donuts in the clubhouse for the guys.
Oh, Tim
Hortons. I think that was courtesy of one Tyler O'Neill.
That's a good donut, eh?
Yeah, I've heard they're very good.
They make them fresh right into store, eh?
Yeah, you've had them, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Many times.
For people
are they
who
really
don't know,
good?
Yeah,
huh?
I heard
are
they're
really
great.
Good.
Tim Hortons donuts are good.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons coffee's good.
For people who don't know, Jason used to be on the hockey beat, so he was all over
Canada. I lived
Canada.
In Detroit for 3 years, and I lived in Syracuse for 4 years, so which are basically annexes of Canada.
Yeah, so you've had a lot. You've had your share of Tim Hortons.
I didn't go crazy at Tim Hortons, in
really?
All honesty. No.
Is it basically like a Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, but it's better. I think it's a little
it's better.
Better. Yeah. But it's also probably because to me it's a little different, a little
you
far.
You don't get it much.
You know, a little. But like, there were Tim Hortons in Detroit, so like I didn't have to go to Windsor to get them.
Oh.
But not many, but there were some.
Are you a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' guy?
Good question. God, that is a really good question. I probably lean Krispy Kreme, to be honest. I think the glazed chocolate frosted with
the
sprinkles on top. Ooh.
Yeah, Jason, you're not a donut guy. I can tell by the look on your face.
I'm not against them,
but
like,
not anymore.
We have them at the beach, and that's about it. I don't really.
You get the duck donuts at the beach.
Yeah,
though, right
I don't really run into donuts anymore.
I'll say this again: when I get married in 20 years, it'll be donuts and not a cake. I've said that on the show before.
20 years is when you're not married.
I don't know.
If you're not married in 20 years, you should just get yourself a donut cake.
Get some cake.
Just
some cake.
Just mangle that thing, Bone. Just go to town on it.
Or just buy yourself a 12 pack of donuts and
eat my sadness.
In his room with the cake, anything goes. Bone. Yeah. You do whatever you want.
Got that new hole in your back and some donuts.
Hole in the donut.
Yeah, there you go. Trevor Rogers, what are you expecting?
I mean, again, he's been so good. This is a tough lineup, but it's hard to discount what's happening now. Can he pick this up, 4 months later after a long offseason and reproduce it and replicate it and get back to where he was? none of us will know for sure. But at this point, how could you fade the heater that he's on? I mean,
against the Dodgers, 5 1/3, 2 earned runs.
15 starts
in. Yeah. It was the first time he gave up more than a run in like forever, and the first time he hadn't gone 7 in a long time.
He gets ahead. He doesn't give up the long ball. He's pretty pitch efficient. Like, it's been unbelievable.
Like, and you just gave the numbers for the Dodgers game, and that was a bad start for Trevor Rogers. Like,
isn't
that's
amazing?
Like that's what it was. That's how well he's been pitching.
By the way, the Orioles came back to win that game. Coming up next here on the program, it is a Friday, and what would a Friday be without our six-pack of bold predictions for the Ravens-Browns game on Sunday? We'll give you our six-pack. Bone will judge next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.